Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Toldot. I love this week parasha. We are going to meet the overall conflict between Jacob and Esau. The conflict about who is going to take the leadership. The conflict that's going to show forevermore who is going to be the firstborn. In a very simple perspective, we see the book of Genesis, the book of Bereshit, is filled with people that were born first, but they're not firstborns. People that are first one are being rejected. It starts with Cain, the son of Adam, that does not get the right response from God to the offering. It continues with Ishmael, who was born first for the family, and he would be rejected. Now with this week, Parasha. Later on, we're going to hear about Joseph. He will be the firstborn, while Reuven is actually the one who's being born first. It continues with even the mother, with Rachel and Leah. These kind of transitions between firstborn and what the first to be born is a major topic in the book of Genesis. And this week, Parasha, we will see the pinnacle argument where Esau and Jacob are going to put the cards on the table and will say, who is the firstborn? Who is in charge? What is really to be the firstborn, and what is the message from this week portion? I think that if to take in consideration what happened there in this week parasha, we understand that being firstborn is not necessarily something that happens naturally. It's something that happens after a decision that is being made. I'll explain. Every person in life, and we know it from us, there is the first instinct, the first thing that comes in mind, the first emotion that comes in mind. It happens to us when we resolve something, when we're in a situation. There's the first thing I want to say, and there's the first act I want to do. But really, when we grow up and we're being more matured, we understand that the first thing is not necessarily the right thing to do. A real grown-up, a real leader on his soul and his spirit need to reconsider, think twice if you wish, to understand what is the right decision to do, what is the right thought behind what I do. Esau was a hunter. Hunter is exactly the person who take advantage of instincts, right? Because what are animals? Animals have different patterns of instincts of what they do. They don't reflect. They don't consider twice. They don't have a second thought. The first thing they feel, the first instinct, that's the way they act. This is why it's rather simple to hunt. Because when you're looking at the thing you want to hunt and you consider what will be their first instinct, their first move, if you act according to that, your first instinct and their first instinct, you can hunt the animal. So it's just a split of a second, but you know where they're going and you can grab them and you can catch them. The hunter by spirit is somebody who acts according to those elements of spontaneous decisions that are coming like that, fast, the first response, the first instinct. What's true for the animal kingdom and hunting is also true for Esau. Esau, when we read about him, we hear about the person who comes first from his mother and then goes out to hunt, and his father is asking him to go, he's being called, he goes fast, he goes first. And then there's Jacob, who takes his time before he leaves his mother's womb, who dwells in tents. And when already Esau is out there, he's still sitting back, waiting, taking his time and reflecting. These elements of not doing the first thing, but to consider twice, is showcasing really what is the wisdom of the firstborn. You always need to think of the second option, two options. Interesting that the word bechor in Hebrew are three words, three letters, bet, chaf, resh. The numeral account for those letters is Bet 2, Chaf 20, Reish 200. There's always a second choice, a second decision. And with that, it all goes into the point of the small incident. We read about it and we just continue and we don't even reflect about it. The story where Esau comes from the field and he's hungry. This is exactly where your instincts kicks in. These instincts are, I want this pot you're cooking. The pot is something that takes time to cook, takes time to boil, it takes time, and yet he wants it now. And he's willing to give everything to the now action. He wants now, he's hungry now, he's taking it now. Jacob takes advantage of that and says to him, Esau, what you think is the future, what you think is the future and is not relevant to you, I count because I choose to be the firstborn. I choose to be the person that understands that he needs to reflect about the two options. What's going to be the two options is also going to be what's going to bring us the blessing. Because as we said before about Bechora, Bet, Chaf, Reish, is also true for the word bracha, blessing, Bet, Reish, Chaf, 220. The here and now versus the future is the reflection of Esau and Jacob. Not only the now, not only your instincts. Think about the future. Think about other options. Think about the second way to do it. When it boils down to the future of taking the blessings by Jacob, as we spoke about last year, it all goes into the consideration of the future. After Isaac, Yitzchak chooses his first son, and he says, I love him. I think Esau needs to be the leader. He is the hunter. He has the power. He has the abilities. The mother, Rebecca, again, look at the future. She looks at the future and she understands that it's not only what you see with your eyes. Hunting is what really the reality. Your son, Jacob, although he dwells in tents, although he's not the most powerful person in physics, he has the abilities. So his mother acts and does something heroic. She goes to Jacob and she asks him to wear the uniforms of Esau. You as well, you have the ability to act like Esau when needed. So he enters the room and he's dressed like Esau and he takes the blessing. And when father touches him, he says, the hands are the hands of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob. Indeed, this is the secret of the whole story. We are the sons of Jacob. We don't like to fight. We don't like to scam. We don't like to do such a thing. We like to do it in an honestly way. But when needed, we also can wear the costume, the dress, the hands of Esau. And the act that is represented by the hands and the fur that Jacob put on his hand goes back and boils down into the situation where after everything will happen and after the war and after we will act the way we should act sometimes, just like Esau with his hand, then we're going to take these uniforms out and we will still stay the voices of Jacob, the voices of the real firstborn, the voices of the future, the voices that understand not my instincts, not one, but two. This world, the next world, now and the future. What we have and what we share with our children. Not only the here and now. Two worlds. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom and all the blessings.